This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The University of Missouri-Rolla is a three-time Solar Decathlon competitor, but the overriding goal every year has been the same, to focus on the public and present solar energy in a way that appeals to them. But the team also seeks to investigate something new each year and establish research opportunities for current and future students and faculty. A 12-foot folding glass wall brightens the main living space of this house. The entire wall can be opened so the interior spaces join up with the deck. What's different? Well, the front folding glass wall, a product from Solar Innovations, can completely open to 12 feet. This helps to make the living space even larger and allows for nature to be brought into the home. An HAI home automation system helps to monitor the major systems of the house and suggest energy-saving alternatives. This can be done via the easy-to-use touchscreens or through a secure internet connection in any standard computer. The audio inputs are in place throughout the home and allow for audio devices, such as MP3 players and DVD players, to input sound directly into the system. The user can control the sound level and the selection of input devices in the living and dining rooms, bedroom, bathroom, and back deck. With regard to architecture and interior comfort, the design concept for this house is modern organic. The clean lines and minimalist concept dominate the exterior and are continued inside. The gray exterior panels are paper stone rain screen and are made from 100% recycled paper and non-petroleum-based rosins. These panels are very durable and require little maintenance. Overhangs surround the house exterior and allow for passive shading in the summer and heat gain in the winter. They will also conceal a rainwater collection system, which will be put in place once the house is returned to Rolla, Missouri. A product called Choice Decking, used for the two decks, is made from recycled plastics and sawdust. Liptis wood, an engineered eucalyptus hardwood, is used for the flooring and cabinets. Cypress, a fast-growing wood local to Missouri, is used for the major woodwork. The bathroom features a floating vanity made from Liptis wood and a paper stone countertop. The dual-flush toilet helps to conserve water, and the walk-in tiled shower adds a feeling of luxury to the area. For heating and cooling, the house is heated via radiant flooring, which is more efficient than a standard central hot air system. The water used in the system is initially heated through evacuated tubes on the south exterior wall. The mechanical closet contains the hot water tank and the Watts radiant board. The Watts radiant board is the distribution control system for the radiant flooring and the hot water supply. When it comes to lighting, the open floor plan with lots of windows allows for ample natural daylighting. Some of the upper windows also have window motors, which allow for natural ventilation within the main living space. The University of Rolla solar home has a total cost, with materials and transportation, at about $370,000. The budget for the house itself is $225,000. The team plans to reconstruct the house on permanent foundation in Rolla, Missouri, where it will be used for student housing and research. For more information about the University of Missouri Rolla's solar home, visit www.solarhouse.umr.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.